All children can be dismissed to the classrooms now. So go and learn about Jesus. I'm always blessed when we have these opportunities to worship together, not just different cultures or backgrounds, but also with different generations too. It always reminds us that our God is so much bigger than oftentimes we think. Let's pray together, please, for this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you how your word speaks unto us life and truth. And God, we recently celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday, and there's so much to give you thanks for. Father, we pray now as we look into your word that you would speak unto us. We know that your word is living and active, and it can transform our hearts and lives. And God, my prayer is that we wouldn't leave today the same way that we came in.
神，我向你祈求，我们但愿今天我们来跟我们离开，我们是不一样的人。
I pray that we will leave today as changed people because we have encountered the living God.
因为我们今天遇见了这个又真又活的神，所以我盼望我们离开的时候，我们是一个有了变化的人。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 8, and we'll be looking at verses 1 through 3.
请大家打开经文，马太福音第八章第一节到第三节。
Again, Matthew 8, verses 1 through 3.
马太福音第八章第一节到第三节。
This is the word of God. It says, large crowds followed Jesus as he came down the mountainside. Suddenly a man with leprosy approached him and knelt before him. Lord, the man said, if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean. Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. And instantly the leprosy disappeared.
这是主的话。耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他，有一个长大麻风的来拜他，说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。 耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。Recently,
a study was done, and they found that 4 out of 5 Americans identified themselves as Christians.
最近有一个报道，有一个研究说，大概5个人中的美国人有4个人说他们是基督徒。However,
the people who identified themselves as Christians, less than half of them went to worship with the church on a weekly basis.
可是在这个研究当中也发现，一半的人，不到一半的人，他们没有每一周的固定到教会去敬拜神。Less
than half of these Christians actually believed in the Bible.
有更少于一半的人，他们不相信圣经。And
the overwhelming majority of them did not have a biblical worldview.
大部分的人没有从圣经的眼光来看这个世界。The
studies went a little bit deeper.
这个研究又再更进一步的来研究它。And
they found that almost half of Americans consider themselves as born-again Christians.
他发现了差不多有一半的美国人说他们是重生的基督徒。But
even out of this group of born-again Christians, researchers found that their beliefs and their lifestyles were the same as the rest of the world.
即使这一半所谓自称是重生的基督徒，他们的生活的形态跟不信主的人是没有两样的。Many
of these born-again Christians, quote-unquote, believe that their good works could earn them a place in heaven.
这些所谓的重生的基督徒，他们认为他们的工作可以让他们在天堂能够得到有一席之地。They
believe that Christians and Muslims worship the same God.
他们认为
They believe that Jesus sinned while he lived here on earth. And they describe themselves as only marginally, slightly committed to Jesus Christ. Another study was done a few years ago. Just to let you know, I was a sociology major in college. I love studies. I love statistics.
所以让大家知道, 我在大学学的是社会学, 所以我很喜欢这些研究报告, 还有他们的数表。
And in this new study, they found that most people who consider themselves Christian in the United States, especially teenagers, they don't believe in the God of the Bible.
所以在这个研究里头发现, 在美国很多, 尤其在青少年当中, 他们其实不相信, 这个圣经中的神。
And now scholars are believing, and they're coming up with something called moralistic therapeutic deism.
所以这个研究学家就发现他们给了他们一个名称叫做...
I think you're just going to call it what it is.
Let's see. Hold on. 叫做道德治疗性的教义。
What is moralistic therapeutic deism?
道德治疗这个神的教义是什么呢?
Can we actually get the screen down, please? Thank you. Moralistic therapeutic deism, these are some of the core beliefs that they have.
这有几项是他们所相信的。
It consists of beliefs like, number one, a God exists who created and ordered the world and watches over human life on earth.
第一个,他们相信有一个神,他是创造,也是管理这个世界,而且他会...
God wants people to be good and nice and fair to each other, respectful, as taught by the Bible and most world religions.
他们也相信说神要我们人要良善,要和好,要彼此和睦相处, 就像在圣经上教导的,而且与其他的宗教是非常相似的。
Moralistic therapeutic deism, they believe that the central goal of life is to be happy, feel good about yourself.
这个中心点,这个学说的中心点就是说,他们要觉得有一个生活是一个非常快乐的生活,而且要感觉自我良好的感觉。
Also, that God doesn't need to particularly be involved in a person's life, except for when God is needed to solve a problem.
他们也相信说,神并不一定要参与我们每个人的生活中,只是我们在有问题的时候,他来,我们需要他来替我们解决问题。
And they also believe that good people go to heaven when they die.
他们也相信良善的人,当他们死的时候,一定是上天的,上天堂的。
One scholar, he writes this, and this is his quotation. He says, "What appears to be the actual dominant religion among U.S. teenagers is centrally about feeling good, happy, secure, and at peace. It is about attaining subjective well-being, being able to resolve problems, and getting along amiably with other people."
有一个学者这样子说,在这个很重要的这个 主流派的,在这个青少年中相信神的这个主流派,他们觉得就是要感觉良好,他们要快乐,他们有安全感,而且他们在和平相处下,他们能够觉得他们能够得到祝福,而且呢能够他们能够解决很多问题,而且最主要的是他们能够与其他的人能够和平的相处。
This is what many people in the United States believe.
这是在美国许许多的人都相信的。
And especially this is what young people in the United States are causing to believe too.
在现今美国的年轻的人,年轻的一代也非常相信这一点。
What is the problem with moralistic therapeutic deism?
到底这样的学术到底有什么问题在里头?
It's not what Jesus teaches in the Bible.
这不是主耶稣在圣经中所教导我们的。
It is not biblical.
不是圣经的教导。
It is not Christianity.
不是基督徒。
The last time we had a joint service, I talked about the great cost of discipleship.
上一回我们一起联合敬拜的时候,我讲到了做神使徒门徒的代价。
I talked about what it meant to be a true follower of Jesus Christ.
我提到了跟随主耶稣真正的意义在哪里。
I talked about the difference of pursuing the American dream and pursuing Christ and the differences in those things.
我谈到了, 你要追求的是美国的梦想，还是要追求主耶稣，在他们中间有什么样的不一样的地方？
In the midst of these findings, in these studies, it really begs for us to ask the question again and explain even further, what does it mean to be a Christian?
在这些探讨中，我们要来问，到底成为一个基督徒的真正的意义在哪里？
What does it really mean to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ?
跟随耶稣成为主耶稣的门徒的真正的意义在哪里？
Again, more and more in the United States, there are no real differences now between Christians and non-Christians.
在美国，我们越来越看到跟随耶稣基督徒和非基督徒实在没有什么差别。
And because of this, studies are leading many pastors and scholars to ask these very important but fundamental questions.
所以就是因为这样的研究，让许许多多的牧者还有许许多多的学者来问一个非常根本的一个问题。
And what they are finding is that the problem is not really that there's not a clear difference between Christians and non-Christians.
他们发现问题不是在于基督徒和非基督徒的分别处。
The real problem is that many people believe that they are Christian when they're not. That is the real problem.
真正的问题是，许许多的人认为他们是基督徒，可是事实上他们却不是。
The Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that Satan has blinded the minds of unbelievers.
圣经中哥林多后书说到，这个撒旦已经弄瞎了不信人的心眼。
And he has blinded our minds, the minds of unbelievers, to become spiritually deceived.
所以因为他弄瞎了那个不信人的心眼，所以我们在灵里头我们被欺骗了。
So they now think that they have an assurance of salvation when in reality they do not.
所以他们以为他们在救恩中他们是得救的，可事实上他们却没有。
For today's message, I would like to try and answer this simple but so important question, what does it mean to be a Christian?
所以今天的信息我想要回答这个看起来好像很简单，可是是却是非常重要的一个问题。到底成为一个做一个基督徒代表的是什么意义
？Now most people would say that a Christian is someone who believes in Jesus.
大部分人说一个基督徒就是相信耶稣的人。
The most well-known verse in the Bible, John 3:16, says this.
很多人都知道这个经文，约翰三章十六节所说到的。
For God so, actually, let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but receive eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We see very clearly in this verse the word believe, the needing to believe in God.
我们看到这一段经文讲到非常清楚，你要相信，要相信神。
Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, they encourage a jailer there, a Philippian jailer, and they say this.
保罗和希拉在使徒行传十六章告诉那个禁主说。
Let's read it again together. It's short.
让我们一起来念。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.
当信。耶稣基督，你和你全家都会被得救。
And Paul instructs the people in Rome in Romans chapter 10. He says this.
保罗也在罗马告诉罗马的人说。
Let's read it together too.
让我们一起来念。
If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
如果你开口承认耶稣是主。心里相信神让他从死里复活，你必得救。
Over and over again in these verses, we see that word believe.
一再的，一而再，再而三的，我们在这些经文中看到，你要相信。
That we need to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们需要相信耶稣基督。
But in reading these passages, we might come to the conclusion that belief, just having intellectual agreement and acceptance in Jesus, is enough.
所以当我们看这些经文的时候，你可能会觉得说，相信是我们头脑能够接受，能够认知，主耶稣，那就我们就得到了救恩。
We might think that just believing that he lived and died and was a religious leader, that is enough to be saved.
我们可能就只是觉得说，他死，他活，他是一个宗教的领袖，那就我们来说，我们就得救了。
But having belief in Jesus means much more than just head knowledge.
可是相信主耶稣是救主，是不仅仅只是应该只是头脑的知识。
I heard one time somebody say the distance between the head and the heart is the greatest distance and most important distance ever.
我曾经听到有人说过，这个头脑跟心的距离其实是最长的一个距离。
It is not enough just to have the right information in our heads.
不是说在头脑我们有对的知识就行了。
In the Bible, even the demons believe that Jesus is the crucified and resurrected Son of God.
因为在圣经中我们也看到，鬼魔也相信，耶稣是神的儿子，他死，他复活。
Most of the people of the world have this kind of belief.
大部分人在这世界上有这样的信仰。
We see this kind of belief when someone cries out, Jesus Christ, when they're scared or get hurt.
我们看到当有人害怕受伤的时候，他们会呼喊主耶稣基督。
And there was a period of time when this t-shirt became very popular too.
有一段时间这个t-shirt是很受欢迎的。
And we see that Jesus is my homeboy.
他说主耶稣是我的好伙伴。
This kind of belief is all around us.
这样的信仰就在我们周遭。
And this is why 80% of people living in the United States believe and claim that they are Christian.
所以我们才看到大概有 80% 的美国人，他们自称是基督徒。
But again, is this what real belief is about?
难道这就是这样的信仰是真的吗？
In a passage in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gives many of us with this kind of belief a wake-up call, a rude awakening.
在马太福音第七章的时候，主耶稣对这样的人的信仰有一个非常严重的、严厉的警告，让他们醒过来。
In this portion of the scriptures, he's finishing up the greatest sermon of all time.
在这段经文说，以前主耶稣刚刚讲完了最重要的一个信息。
And he's finishing up the Sermon on the Mount, surrounded by people who are referred to as disciples.
他刚刚讲完了登山宝训，在他包围他的都是他所谓的他的门徒。
And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7 these words.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章讲了这些话。
Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws.
第七章，马太福音第七章21节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说， 主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来都不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离我去吧。When
Jesus says these words, he's not talking about atheists, he's not talking about pagans or heretics or incredibly immoral people. That's not who he's talking about.
主耶稣讲这些话的对象不是那些 异教的人，不是那些无神论的人，不是那些异端的人，也不是那些道德非常败坏的人。
He's talking about people who today would be considered good people, religious people.
他是对着这些我们今天所谓的好人，对着我们今天所谓的宗教的人士说的。
Men and women who would say that they believe in Jesus and they think that they are saved.
许许多男男女女，他们说他们以为他们是得救的人的。
These would be people who regularly attend church.
这些人可能是固定的来参加聚会。
These would even be people today who would serve at the church, maybe even having a position or a title.
这些人也可能现在在教会中有服事，在教会中有职分。
And yet to these people, Jesus says, I never knew you. Get away from me.
就是对着这些人，主耶稣对他们说，我不认识你们，离开我去。
This passage is a very scary passage.
这一段经文是真的让人家很害怕的一段经文。
And this teaches us that head knowledge alone, this kind of just mental information about Jesus, it is not enough to save us and make us Christians.
这段经文也告诉我们，只是单单头脑的知识是不可能能够让我们得到救恩的。
So again, what does it mean to be a Christian?
再一次的来问，到底成为一个基督徒是什么意思？
What does it mean to be a disciple, a true follower of Jesus Christ?
成为一个主耶稣真正的追随的一个门徒，到底是什么意思？
When Jesus started his public ministry, what was the first word out of his mouth?
当主耶稣刚开始出来做公开的他的事工的时候，他的第一个字说的是什么？
The first word out of his mouth was the word repent.
他第一个字他说的是告诉大家悔改。
When John the Baptist prepared the way of the Lord, what was the first word out of his mouth in his ministry?
当施洗约翰出来的时候，他第一个话他说的是什么？
It was the word repent.
也是悔改。
When the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost upon thousands of people in Jerusalem, they were convicted. They asked, "What should we do?" Peter's response to them was, "Repent and be baptized."
当圣灵降临在五旬节的时候，耶路撒冷上千的人得到了让上千的人割心的时候，他们也问我们该如何行。彼得告诉他们要悔改，然后受洗。
In the Old Testament as well, over and over again, God's instruction to his people was to repent and to turn away from their false gods.
在旧约中也是一而再、再而三的，神呼召他的子民，你们要悔改，要转离那个假神。
Repentance is the key to being a Christian, the key to being a true follower of Jesus Christ.
悔改是一个重要的指环，来成为一个真正的基督徒，也是真正的耶稣基督的门徒。
Repentance, it literally means to turn around, to stop going in one direction, and to do a U-turn, and to go in the opposite and right direction instead.
悔改代表我们要停下来，我们要转向另外一个方向，要从一个方向转到另外一个方向，是一个像一个回转的一个动作。
Repentance, that means that we turn away from our lives of sin that leads to destruction and wickedness.
悔改代表我们要离开那个罪恶败坏带向死亡的一个生命。
And we now need to choose to turn to God and live for Him. And in doing so, we receive new life, hope, and purpose.
我们转向神所为我们预备的新的生命、新的生活，来
It's okay. Repentance involves a transformed life.
悔改也代表了我们有一个变化的生命。
Our brother Jackson in the Catechism, he referred to this passage in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Jackson 刚刚说到了真理新诚要理的那个问答。
And in that passage, this is what it says: Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come.
在哥林多后书第五章十七节讲到，所以任何人，无论什么人，在耶稣基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已去，一切都是新的。
If we say that we believe in Jesus Christ,
如果我们说我们相信耶稣基督，
but the old is still present,
如果我们旧我还在留在我们身体，
we are not a new creation,
我们就不是那新造的人。
We are not a Christian,
我们不是基督徒。
And we are not true disciples of Jesus Christ.
我们不是主耶稣真正的门徒。
Repentance is necessary to be a Christian, a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
悔改是成为基督徒，成为耶稣基督真正门徒的一个非常重要的一步。
But if this is true, what do we do with the passages that talk about how we are saved through belief?
那如果我们说我们要一定要悔改，那我们要怎么来解释我们得救是因为我们相信。
What do we do with our beloved John 3:16 that we see everywhere?
那我们又要怎么来解释那约翰福音三章十六节的这段这么我们大家所熟悉所喜爱的经文？
Am I saying that we are saved by our works, by the good things that we do?
难道我是说我们得救是因为我们所做的善功吗？
Of course not, no. We are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross alone.
我们得救是本乎恩，是因着信，唯有耶稣基督一人在十字架上所成就的。
What I am saying is that repentance and a new life, that being a new creation, is the result and product of our true belief.
当我们有真正的相信的时候，那悔改和有新样的生活是这个得救的成品。
They go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. I recently taught in the English ministry about how belief leads to behavior.
我最近在英文组讲到了我们认识自己的我们的认知会带出 一定的行为。
Our identity leads to action in our lives.
我们的身份会让我们在我们 生活中带出该有的行动。
And our perspective, what we think, it leads to our performance and how we act and what we do in our lives.
当我们对一个事情的明白的程度会带出我们的表现还有对我们生活上所有带出来的一切的我们的反应。
Our true belief and faith is exhibited and validated in a new life of obedience and action and change.
我们真正的信靠的时候在我们的生命中会有带出那个实质的证明就是我们的顺服我们的行为。
Repentance in a life dedicated to good works, this is what proves our true belief.
当我们悔改做出好做行善的时候是我们相信耶稣基督所实质的代表。
One of the most important passages in the Bible is Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 10.
在以弗所书第二章的第八节到第十节是一句重要的经文。
Let's read this together, please.
让我们一起来念。
One, two, three. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
以弗所书第二章第八节。你们得救本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
If we understand these verses right here, we will have a good understanding of what it means to be a Christian.
如果我们明白这段经文，我们就能够明白到底成为基督徒的意义在哪里。
Because we are told that we are saved by grace, by God's free gift alone.
因为我们得救是神的恩典，是白白得来的。
There is nothing we can do to merit or earn or deserve this salvation in any way.
我们不能靠着我们做的任何事情来得到那个救恩。
And we receive this grace through faith.
我们得到这个救恩是因着我们信。
We are Christians through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒是因着我们相信主耶稣的救恩，主耶稣的所以我们才能够得救。
The word gospel in English means good news. That's how it is translated.
这个福音在圣经中是我们所谓的好消息。
And we need to believe with faith that though we were sinners, Christ came to earth. He lived the perfect life that we were to live. He died the death that we were to die. And that now he is gloriously raised to new life and ascended to heaven.
我们相信我们原本是罪人。主耶稣来到世上活出了一个完美完全的生活。所以他能够为我们死。这个原本这个死这个罪。我们应该要付的，可是他为我们死，而且他荣耀的复活，让我们能够有新的生命。
And when we believe in the gospel, our sin is placed upon Christ, and His righteousness and perfection is placed upon us.
因为我们相信这个福音，我们的罪放在他的身上，借着他的复活，他的义也放回我们的身上。
At that point, we are now declared righteous and are saved.
就是在那个时候，我们能够说。我们是因信称义。
That's what verses 8 and 9 tell us.
就是在第八节和第九节这样说。
But verse 10 is very important.
第十节非常重要。
Because we are not saved by our good works, but we are saved in order to do good works, we're told.
我们得救不是因为我们做了好事情，我们得救是为了要做善事。
And this involves living a new life with new goals and new desires for God.
这就带出来了我们有新的生活新的事工有新的对神有新的渴慕
And involved in this is a life of repentance following God's will following his purposes.
就是因为我们悔改，我们来追随神，来追随他的旨意，追随他对我们的目标。
I think we live and our church is in a very important place.
我想我们的教会还有我们住的地方是一个很重要的地点。
We're right next to New York City.
我们就跟纽约市非常相近。
Many people around the world consider New York City the financial capital of the world.
很多人都知道纽约市是世界的金融重心。
And because we live here, there are certain dynamics that come of that.
因为我们住在这地方，所以有些事情我们受到影响。
And because we live here next to New York City, much of our lives are focused upon ourselves.
因为我们住在这个地区，所以许许多的事情，许许多的决定，我们是以自我为中心。
Success will always be a temptation for the people of God here.
要成功，要做一个成功的人，在这个地方对神的子民来说是一个很大的一个挑战。
And it starts from a very young age.
就是从年轻的时候开始。
Getting into an Ivy League school.
要进常春藤学校。
Getting that great job and promotion.
要得到那个好的工作，要能够高升。
Moving up the corporate ladder.
在公司里头能够往上走。
Making more money to get a nicer car.
能够赚更多的钱，能够买好的车。
To get a bigger house.
买好大一点的房子。
To get what we think is a better life.
去让我们追寻那个我们觉得是更好的生活。
And this is why it causes many people who live in this area especially to be very self-absorbed and self-focused.
所以在这个地方住在这里面的人，这一个区的人都非常的以自我为中心。
And as repentance is necessary and required to be a Christian, to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, one of the clear ways that we can live new lives of repentance is by not following the ways of this world.
所以当我们悔改，愿意有新的生命，新的样式来生活的时候，我们要学的是，我们不要照着这样的世界的照这样子的习俗，这样的观念来过生活。
And we need to follow Jesus' example of establishing the kingdom of heaven here on earth.
我们要随着耶稣所赐给我们他的天国的样式来在这边过生活。
And we do this by not just looking to our own interests, but looking to the interests of others.
我们可以开始从不是从我们自己所喜欢的来看，我们要看看，我们要看到我们周围需要的人的需要。
And this involves reaching out healing hands to others, especially to those who are suffering, to those who are broken.
这就是要带出我们要需要把我们的手伸出去来医治在我们周遭需要的弟兄姐妹。
In our passage today, in Matthew chapter 8, we see a man, he's afflicted with leprosy, and he approaches Jesus.
今天的经文在马太福音第八章，我们看到的是一个长了大麻风的人，他把他手伸出去，希望主耶稣能够医治他。
This is a man whose life has been filled with suffering and brokenness.
在这边我们看到这个人，他一辈子他的生活，他的生命都是充满了很多不公平的事情。
Many of us we don't know very much about leprosy, which is also called Hansen's disease.
我们可能很多人都不太清楚麻风病是怎么一回事。那有人是叫它是汉森氏病。
But there is actually an entire chapter of the Bible dedicated and focused to skin diseases like leprosy.
在圣经中其实有一整段的经文是讲到这个皮肤病，尤其是麻风病。
In Leviticus chapter 13, verses 45 through 46, it says this: Those who suffer from a serious skin disease must tear their clothing and leave their hair uncombed. They must cover their mouth and call out, "Unclean, unclean!" As long as the serious disease lasts, they will be ceremonially unclean. They must live in isolation in their place outside of the camp.
在利未记的十三章四十五节和四十六节这样的描写长大麻风的人。第四十五节，身上有长大麻风灾的病的，他的衣服要撕裂，也要蓬头散发， 蒙着上唇喊叫说，不洁净了，不洁净了，灾病在他身上的日子他便是不洁净，他既是不洁净，就要独居营外。
Experts say that those who have leprosy, they experience the most pitiful state of existence, their words, the most pitiful state of existence.
有许多专家说，当有大麻风的病人，他们是经历到非常非常可怜的光景。
Because in addition to the physical suffering, the psychological, the emotional, the social, and the spiritual effects are even more traumatic.
因为他们不仅仅是在身体上受到了这样大的疾病，他们精神上，他们心理上，他们在社会上，还有他们在属灵上也受到了极大极大的影响。
Those with leprosy are always alone.
得到大麻风的人永远都是一个人。
You are always on the outside.
你永远都是不能与别人在一起。
You are always left out.
你永远都是让人家排除在外的。
You are always ignored and even hated by other people.
你永远都是被人家忽略，而且可能有人在恨恶你。
People will scream in horror in your face and they will run away from you.Because they are fearful of you and what your condition can do to them.
人们因为害怕你的光景，所以可能会对着你大叫，然后跑掉。
Imagine just the mental and emotional pain that these people must face. No community, no relationships, no love at all.
所以你可以想象这样的人的光景，他们是没有社区，没有家人，没有跟任何人有关系，只是单独独居的一个人，甚至没有爱。
Even people without leprosy, there are many people in the world right now whose lives are very similar to this.
即使像今天没有，即使是没有长大麻风的人，我们也有看到有许多人是过这样的生活。
The world is filled with people who are broken and who are suffering like these people.
在世界上有许多的地方也是有这样子破碎的、伤痛的、受伤的人。
We see this in the genocide and the injustice going on in the Middle East.
我们看到中东他们对一个种族的灭绝，还有他们对所有事情不公义的做法。
We see this in the refugee crisis in Burma right now.
我们也看到在缅甸在难民营中的的光景。
And I'll be speaking a little bit later about some other people who have undergone this kind of suffering and brokenness too.
我待会儿也会再提到其他还有其他的这样的例子。
The sad fact is that there are so many people who have experienced brokenness like this.
很难过的是，这是一个事实，是有很多人现在是在这样的光景下。
People who know too well what it feels like to be isolated.
很多人他经历到底一个人独居是什么样的经历。
People who have been ignored.
他被人忽视掉，忽略掉了。
People who have been forgotten about.
他被人遗忘掉了。
People who have been treated like lepers their entire lives.
好像被人家看似长了大麻风病的人一样。
And because this is true, it is so important to see how Jesus responds to this man's suffering with leprosy.
所以因为这样子，我们是非常重要的来看主耶稣是怎么来医治这个长大麻风的人。
We see the power of healing hands at work in our passage today.
我们看到主耶稣他医治的手的那个大能在今天的经文中。
Because we see a man here who has been isolated, ignored, and avoided for a very long time.
我们看到这个长大麻风的人在长久以来都被人家忽略了，而且是独居的。
But when he approaches the Lord Jesus,
可是当他来到主耶稣的面前，
Jesus, he does an amazing act of power and love.
主耶稣做了一个奇异的大能的事情。
Jesus, he reaches out and he heals him.
主耶稣把手伸出来，来医治他。
Jesus, he makes this man whole.
主耶稣让这个人完全。
But it's not enough that we see that Jesus was able to heal this man.
可是我们不要只是看到主耶稣医治了这个大麻风病人。
In many ways, it's even more significant that we notice how he heals him.
更重要的是我们要来看主耶稣是怎么医治他的。
Of course, Jesus could have just spoken a word and just healed him immediately.
当然主耶稣可以讲一句话，他这个人就可以完全被马上就被医治。
But Jesus didn't want to just change this man's outward appearance or physical condition. He wanted to address the whole person. And he needed to heal a lot of things inside this man. And so it's amazing that Jesus, he reaches out and he touches him. And by touching him, Jesus probably addressed this man's greatest need. The need for connection.
这个人需要的是再一次的与人有连结。
The need to feel value.
他再一次觉得有价值。
The need to feel human again.
再一次觉得他也是一个人。
And this is what God has done for many of us here.
所以主耶稣也对我们做了相同的事情。
Through Jesus Christ, God has touched us and He has reached out to us.
借着耶稣基督, 神也触摸到我们。
He has touched our lives and healed us of our sin.
他触摸到我们的生命, 他也触动到我们的罪。
Christ, He demonstrated the greatest and ultimate power of love when He came, and He willingly chose to die upon the cross for sinners like us.
神在十字架上为我们的罪死的时候, 他是对我们显现了他最大的、最伟大的爱。
Due to our sin, we were once separated and far away from God. But now through Christ, we can come close to Him.
因为我们的罪，我们曾经与神远远地分开。 因为借着耶稣基督，我们再一次能够与神连结。
We don't need to stay far away from God anymore.
我们不需要与神再有段距离了。
And we can draw close to Him now.
我们现在就可以与他亲近。
And our lives are forever changed and never the same.
我们的生命永远地改变。 不再像过去一样。
But the amazing thing is that God, He doesn't just stop there.
最奇妙的是神不是就停在那里。
He doesn't just touch us in our brokenness and heal us from our diseases.
他不是就是让我们的破碎得到完全然后医治我们的疾病。
He gives us a new life with a new purpose.
他给我们一个新的生命也给我们一个新的意向。
He gives us a new mission.
他给我们一个新的使命。
God, He chooses now to use us.
神现在要选择我们，要使用我们。
He frees us from our sin and guilt and shame so that we can now free other people.
他把我们从罪恶败坏羞耻中释放出来，所以我们现在也可以对别人做同样的事。
God, He touches us with His healing hands so that we can go out and do the same for other people.
神他触摸我们，用他。 医治的手来触摸我们，所以我们也应该出去用我们做同样的事。
We live in a very dark world right now.
我们现在是处在非常黑暗的时期。
A world that desperately needs the light and the hope of Jesus Christ.
整个世界真的是非常非常需要主耶稣的光和医治。
So we need to go out and touch others with this with the healing hands of God.
我们需要走出去，带着耶稣基督。 医治的双手来触摸其他的人。
Pretty soon, most of the world will be celebrating the Christmas holiday.
很快，整个世界就要开始庆祝圣诞节。
And so, we want to share with you an opportunity for all of us, how we can grow in this and be used like this in our lives.
所以我现在想要与大家介绍，我们要怎么样的来抓住一个机会，来做出这个触摸医治的工作。
Sit back and watch this video, please.
我们先看一段视频。
Get the lights.
Tuesday, only now are we starting to see the extent of the damage. A Category 4 Hurricane Matthew was the strongest storm to hit Haiti in half a century, a country still reeling from the 2010 earthquake. Thousands are without power and communications have been down, making it difficult for officials to make contact with those affected. Some areas in the country's southern peninsula have been decimated. In the city of Jeremy, 80% of the buildings are destroyed. Thousands of homes, now just piles of wood. Trees and crops completely leveled. Many villages are still under several meters of water.
Most people lost everything, their clothing, their clothes, their shoes, their home, and so they have no shelter.
In some regions, people have been living in makeshift homes or tents since the earthquake. Bridges have collapsed and roadways blocked with fallen trees and debris. By Thursday, aid workers were finally able to reach many areas cut off from the rest of the country, discovering more bodies in flooded homes and streets. According to the UN, more than 1 million people have been affected by the disaster, a tenth of Haiti's population. One of the world's poorest countries, once again facing a humanitarian crisis. The impact of the storm is raising a public health concern. Shelters are overflowing, food and clean water are scarce.
After visiting the shelter, I've realized there isn't any water. There's no water. We can't help the people. There's no food. And there are additional problems given the way people are living in the shelters.
Aid agencies fear that mosquito-borne diseases will spread, and the conditions could also worsen the cholera epidemic, which has plagued the country since the earthquake. To make matters worse, for the fourth time, the long-awaited presidential election scheduled for Sunday has been postponed, forcing the fragile democracy to wait even longer for much-needed political stability. Shasta Darlington, CNN.
You can keep the lights off. Well, there's another video coming soon. As you saw in the video, and I'm sure many of us know, last month on October 4th, Hurricane Matthew struck the southwestern region of Haiti.
从这个视频我们看到, 上个月 10月 4号, 有一个飓风, 它袭击了, 海地。
It was a devastating hurricane, winds over 145 miles per hour.
这是一个很强大的一个飓风, 它的风速大概有145英里。
And it was the strongest storm to hit the nation in over 50 years.
大概在过去的50年中, 这是一个最强大的一个风暴。
The Haitian government is assessing the death toll to be almost 550 people.
海地的政府, 他们算了好像大概有550个人丧命了。
Some other sources are reporting that this number might be three times higher.
可是别的报道中说到其实不止大概有三倍多。
Approximately 200,000 homes were destroyed.
大概有20万的家庭被破坏掉了。
And the monetary damage in the country is estimated at almost $2 billion.
大概钱财上的损失大概有20亿。
That was billion with a B.
那是亿。
1.4 million people in Haiti have been affected by the storm.
大概有140万人海地的居民受到了影响。
And of course, many of us remember in 2010, there was a large earthquake that hit Haiti.
当我们当然也记得在2010年的时候, 海地也遭到了地震。
And there are many people who still have not recovered from back in 2010.
那一次的地震还是有许多人还是没有完全的恢复他们正常的生活。
This is when it's important for us to put our faith in action.
所以我们现在要说，我们要把我们的信心，要实质的放在我们的行为上面。
We saw earlier with the Lord Jesus and a man with leprosy that our God is a God who heals people of their deepest needs.
我们刚刚看到神耶稣基督，他来医治这个麻风病的人的时候，他是从最深处的地方来医治他。
He extends his healing hands to bring wholeness and hope to people.
他把他的手伸出来的时候，他让这个人能够完全，他让这个人有盼望。
And what I would like to share with us is that we have an opportunity to do the same thing.
我想与大家分享的是，我们也同样的，我们也有这个机会可以做相同的事。
For the people of Haiti, their greatest need right now is clean water.
对海地来说，他们现在最大的需要是一个洁净的水。
You heard in the video over and over again, there is no water, there's no clean water.
在视频中你看到了,他们一直在强调是他们没有洁净的水。
We all need clean water to drink to live.
我们需要有洁净的水喝才能够活。
But the lack of clean water can also lead to so many other illnesses, so many other diseases, diseases like typhoid, cholera, and malaria.
因为没有洁净的水会带出许许多的疾病,就像霍乱、伤寒和疟疾一样。
And today I would like to share with you an organization that is seeking to be God's healing hands. by addressing this great need for clean water in Haiti.
我今天要与大家介绍一个世界的组织，他们就像神的医治的双手一样，他们来要为海地来征求洁净的水。
So Global Medic and ADRA are here in Haiti. We're based in the south area of Lake Hai, which is the south coast of the country. So the situation in the southern region of Haiti is catastrophic since the passing of Hurricane Matthew. So widespread damage, downed trees, much of the southern region is still in complete blackout, and many lives lost. So access to clean water is one of the most critical responses at this time. So as you can see here, we have a motorcycle that's powering our AR3 unit, and this is supplying safe, clean drinking water to the community of 2,000 in this area. Contexts such as this, where the community is suffering a complete blackout, there's no electricity, the unit can still be run on any vehicle, a scooter, a motorcycle, whatever happens to be accessible. So the most critical response in the aftermath of a disaster is ensuring that there's access to safe, clean drinking water, because it's the number one response to ensure that illnesses do not spread amongst vulnerable populations.
I like I'm not there with you.
You are good.
Applaudi.
Applaudi, applaudi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Last year, I gave our church a Christmas challenge.
去年，圣诞节我给大家了一个挑战。
I shared about the need and the issue to fight against the issues of human slavery, human trafficking.
我跟大家分享，我们需要与人口贩卖还有人奴隶的这个社会的现象来征战。
And many of you were extremely generous last year, and we were able to raise and donate over $12,000 to the organization International Justice Mission.
去年大家弟兄姐妹非常的慷慨，我们能够募款到12,000元来交给这个世界的正义组织，为了这项的事工。
For this year's Christmas challenge, I would like to challenge all of us this Christmas season to donate to the organization Global Medic.
今年圣诞节的挑战，我想向大家说，我们愿意对这个全球的医疗团队有一点贡献。
This is a very well-known organization. They go around the world to provide clean water, especially in natural disasters.
这个组织是全世界是小有名气，他们到各地专门是供应洁净的水。
And my challenge for us this year is for each of us to donate at least $50 for the work that Global Medic is doing.
今年我对大家的挑战是，但愿我们每一个人能够奉献出50块给这一个组织。
$50, we found out from the organization, is enough to cover the cost of one 20-liter rain fresh water purification kit with filters.
我们从这个组织来知道说，50块钱我们可以让那个洁净水的那个机器可以供应一个洁净水的机器。
And along with that purification kit, it also provides a hygiene kit as well.
它也能够让他们能够另外有一个干净的一个机器。
I know that's very technical. All you have to know is $50 through this organization provides clean water and hygiene for one family.
所以就是让大家知道，50块钱可以供应一个家，能够有洁净水的机器，也能够让他们有洁净的机器。
Clean water and hygiene for the people in Haiti who are struggling and suffering so much.
他们现在就是在这两方面特别的缺乏。
So my encouragement to all of us today and through this Christmas season is to consider the great need that exists right now in Haiti.
所以今天我要与大家分享的就是在海地有这样极其的需要。
Prayerfully consider, and decide how much you would like to give during the season.
你自己与神祷告，让神来告诉你，你在这个感恩的季节中，你能够奉献出多少。
And on Christmas Sunday, as Christmas this year is on Sunday, we will take a special offering.
今年的主日，圣诞节的刚好是在主日，所以在那个时候，我们会把所有的我们会收集大家的奉献。
And 100% again of what we raised this year through the Christmas challenge will be given to provide clean water and hygiene for the suffering people of Haiti.
完完全全，我们把所收集的，为了这项的事工，我们会完完全全的交给这个组织来帮助海地的人民。
Of course, if you have any questions, feel free to come and talk to myself.
如果你有任何的问题，你来你可以跟我询问。
Or you can go online and you can research the organization there at the website that's listed.
或者是你可以上网来看看这个这个组织的他们的功用，他们所做的事情。
But whether we decide to give or how much we decide to give, my encouragement for us as we grow as the people of God is to not live for ourselves, but to live for the need of others.
不管我们能给多少，我对大家的鼓励是说，既然是一个真正自称是真正的基督徒，让我们不要只是为了自己而活。
We need to live out our faith and reach out to others, especially to those who are in need, who are hungry and broken.
我们要活出我们的信，我们要帮助那些在我们周遭需要的帮助的弟兄姐妹。
We need to reach out with the healing hands of God's love.
我们要伸出我们医治的双手，借着神的爱来医治其他的人。
This is something I'm hoping that our English ministry especially will grow in the season to come.
这是我对不仅仅是对我们英文组的鼓励。
Because God doesn't bless us just so that we can keep that blessing.
因为神不是只是祝福我们，我们就抓着那个祝福。
Over and over again, we see in the scriptures, God blesses His people so they can be a blessing to others.
一而再，再而三，我们从圣经中看到，神祝福我们，我们可以把这个祝福带给别人。
So as we seek to bless others, let's see how God uses us for His purposes and glory.
当我们在寻求神的祝福的时候，让神也让我们看到我们该如何的行来祝福其他的人。
Let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
I first want to encourage you as we pray just to spend some time in examining your own heart and ask yourself, am I a true Christian?
在我祷告前，我要大家安静的在心里自己问，我是不是一个真正的基督徒？
Do I know Jesus and does Jesus know who I am?
我是不是真的认识基督？基督真的认识，知道我吗？
And am I living my life now as a new creation, repenting from my old life?
我是一个真正的是一个新造的人吗？我悔改，是离开了我旧我吗？
So please first pray.Asking you to live that new life as a new creation.
请大家自己先向神祷告，说我是一个新造的人。
Let's spend a few moments in prayer for that topic first.
让我们先花几分钟自己默祷。
If God is revealing certain things in your life right now that are not right, that you need to turn away from, repent from, pray about that and ask God to give you victory over those sins or those wrong ways of life.
如果神感动你，向你指出你所做不讨神喜悔的一切事情，求向神求，让你能够回转，再一次的回到他面前，悔改而转向神。
There are wrong patterns of thought. Pray that God would renew your mind with the truth of His Word.
尤其是不讨神喜悦的那个心怀意念，向神求。 让你的心思能够换心。
Lastly, let's pray for those in our community, even around us, but also around the world, those who are suffering and who are experiencing brokenness in their lives right now, especially the people in Haiti. And would you pray that God would comfort these people, provide for these people, but also raise up His people, the church, to respond to these needs around the world as well.
最后我们要为我们是 在我们的周遭的环境，对我们周遭的地方，还有世界各地，尤其是海地，遭受到极其痛苦、黑暗的时候，求神亲自的来安慰他们，怜悯他们，也求神能够呼召他的儿女来回应神的呼召，来愿意伸出手来帮助这些需要帮助的人。
Would you even pray, God, would you use me to address the brokenness and suffering in this world?
让我们也向神求，神使用我们，让我们能够回应，做那个医治的双手。Let's
pray. us, we thank you for this time where we are able to worship you through your word.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，给我们这段时间，借着你的话，我们来敬拜你。
Especially as the Christmas holiday approaches, we thank you that long ago you came to the earth and that you drew near to us.
特别是圣诞节即将来临，我们感谢你在很久很久以前你来到世上。
So I pray, God, that we would, in fact, believe in you and repent and turn from our old ways and live as new creations for you.
所以我们现在可以回转，我们可以悔改，我们可以转向救我，而转向你，有一个新的生活。
I pray, God, that you would deepen our faith and our relationship with you.
主耶稣，我们向你求，让我们在你的，在信靠你上，我们能够更深。
That we would know you more.
我们能够认识你更多。
And God, I also pray that you would use us to be healing hands of love in this world.
主耶稣，我们也向你求，使用我们成为这医治这些世上不信人的一双手。
We want to lift up particularly today the people in Haiti who are suffering so much.
我们特别要把海地这个国家这些人民来仰望你。
Forgive us for the ways that we have ignored their hurt.
求你赦免我们, 我们这么, 这么长的一段时间忽略了他们。
And I pray, O God, that you would use us as a people to bring healing and restoration and address this great need that they have for clean water.
主耶稣，我求你使用我们，让我们回应，能够在这个回复的工作上，在这个治疗的工作上有份，特别是为他们需要洁净水的需要，让我们有份。
I pray, God, that this Christmas season would be a very particularly powerful one in which we would know you more and be used by you more and more.
特别在这个将来的圣诞节的这个季节，让我们能够更认识你，我们更看到，亲眼体会到你的大能，让我们能够知道你在一切掌权。
So God, would you speak as your servants are listening to you?
主耶稣，求你亲自对我们每一个人说话。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.